This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's one of those things where I am watching sports on my tablet or phone, and Amanda was watching that, so I would like see bits and pieces of it. So he doesn't do that. So he doesn't see the Jeff Passan comments and the Ken Rosenthal comments and the prospective or projected trades about him. And I think that's like showing some maturity that's beyond his years, and also being very unlike his peers. I mean, think about Jared Jones, for example. Jared Jones finds out what Greg Brown said about his rehab or his injury on our show, and like minutes later, his dad is commenting about it on social media. So Skeens doesn't live in that world, which is also ironic because that is the way his girlfriend has become a celebrity. It's all social media related. She's monetized Instagram and things like that, and that's how she became one of the biggest faces in college sports over the last few years. A bigger celebrity than Skeens. So he said, I'm here to win a World Series in Pittsburgh. That's his goal. He's not looking way down the road. I mean, he implied there, implicit in that is his, he basically, you know, you could tell he is not a dummy. He wasn't born yesterday. He probably understands that he's in Pittsburgh without, like, he's not going to be in Pittsburgh beyond this current contract. He's not going to sign an extension with them. So he's talking about like future, meaning a year or two from now, and trying to get this turned around in the next year or two. And I don't think everybody would look at it that way. I know I wouldn't. And I know we all put ourselves in Skeens' shoes when he lost that complete game in Philadelphia, and we saw him staring mindlessly towards the field, watching the Phillies celebrate, like, I can't believe I just lost this game where I pitched my ass off, and this is my, I'm projecting onto him sitting there thinking, or standing there thinking, this is what it's come to. This is my lot in professional baseball right now, to play for this sorry ass team. But it sounds like he actually still kind of believes that they can turn it around. Now, I don't know if Jason, I don't think Jason asked him about, you know, the team spending and doing more to build around him. We do have Skeens on handling losing, because that's another one I'm interested in. This team stinks. It loses most nights. It's a long season. It's 6 months. We're a third of the way through it. You've got another 100 games of losing ahead of you. How does Paul Skeens, a guy that won a College World Series right before he got to Pittsburgh, who left Air Force to go win, How is he handling playing for a team that stinks?
It's not the first time I've encountered losing. When I was at Air Force, it was a tough freshman year. And then we came back and won the conference my sophomore year. This kind of reminds me of that. So we just have to figure it out, basically. I have ideas and talking to people and all that. But at the end of the day, our job is to win. And so I've learned a lot this year because if we're losing, we're not making the playoffs and I'm not learning, then it's a wasted year. And I'm not going to let that happen.
Hearing him say that it reminds him of when Air Force was bad and then the next year they came back and won the conference championship does speak to a level of optimism that I would not possess if I were him. And I think that's because I've seen the Pirates squander and blunder and not do a lot of winning in my lifetime. And so that's not his life experience. That's mine. And so I don't think he has yet, it sounds like, the prevailing pessimism that sets in for most Pirates fans where they think they are a Murphy's Law franchise, where bad things happen to them. A lot of the bad things that happen are of their own doing, are of their own creation. And it's super hard to overcome that. But, the tone is not like energetic or if I didn't speak English and I'm just hearing his tone, I would not think he's saying uplifting things or encouraging things about the team, but those are the words he's picking. So we have one more here. This is Skeens, because you heard him reference finding ways to change this and end this onslaught of losing and turn the franchise around. And he said he had some thoughts on how to do that. So here he is getting more detailed and descriptive on that, or being asked to do that.
Little stuff here and there. It's kind of one of those things where you don't know what you don't know. And so I'm learning a lot about, and I shouldn't say that I'm taking it all on and change everything, because that's not the case. Like, we have a locker room full of big leaguers who know how to play the game. So just got to get back to that.
Yeah, but I want him to take it on. Yeah, his responsibility, first and foremost, is to be the best pitcher that Paul Skeens can possibly be. And see, if you're not a good pitcher, if you're Tommy Pham right now and you haven't... Tommy Pham doesn't have an extra base hit in May. He's played the entire month. He doesn't have a double, triple, or home run. He doesn't have a home run all year. Okay, so spare me that Tommy Pham is some emotional leader or some guy that everyone gets held accountable by. When you stink, you can't do that. No one takes you seriously. Paul Skeens leads by example because he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. And he's the face of the franchise. So I want him to take on that role. I want him to feel like, yeah, we've got a room full of big leaguers, but I'm the biggest big leaguer here. A lot of these other guys are young and not good yet, may never be. And there's a ton of dudes in the room who are past their prime. Adam Frazier, Tommy Pham, I don't really care what they have to say about what needs to be changed here. It's his team. Robbie Smikowski, who I'm a huge fan of, when he sat down with us on opening day, his thought was, and I agreed with him on this, he wants to see some A.J. Burnett and Paul Skeens. And Burnett was in his mid-30s when he came here, and his attitude was, this is how we should be doing things. Like, I don't know if you've heard this story, Donnie, but one of the things I heard about Burnett, I think this was 2012, so the year before they broke through and made the playoffs, he almost got into a fight with a dude in the Pirates clubhouse who was having an assistant in the clubhouse go back and forth to get NFL stats during a Pirates game on a Sunday because he wanted to see how his fantasy team was doing. And Burnett got wind of this and went ape bleep on the guy. That's the kind of Skeens I want. I want the Skeens who is going to put his foot down and say, my opinion carries weight and what I say goes here, and I might be only 23 or 24 years old, but I know winning baseball and I know losing baseball. So
I think that's why Burnett was such a beloved figure.
Yeah.
I mean, I've told you guys time and time again that the dude played here for 3 years.
And we act like he was here for 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to rank top five favorite Pirates of mine during my lifetime, he's on there without question. Played here for 3 years.
I mean, did you hear that and think, this guy isn't yet completely distraught over and cynical of just being a pirate?
When I hear Paul Skene speak, it does give me a little bit of peace, I guess, as a Pirates fan, of like, this guy isn't racing to get out of here. Maybe he should be, because the team does frustrate almost every time he pitches, and we're going to see again today if they could actually support what he goes out there to do, which his last couple of starts, he has looked like the Paul Skenes of 2024.
Yep.
But every time he talks, it does actually sound genuine, like, yeah, he wants to win here. He wants to do something here that we haven't seen for almost 50 years.
And more importantly, it sounds like he still thinks it's actually possible, which is the crazy part. Like, I would expect he would see the moves that got made or didn't get made this offseason and would think to himself, I don't really believe this team's that serious about winning. So I am wasting my time here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.